this from the prophet Haggai, whom we started today. The word of the Lord, you see, is, well, now you're all comfortable. You've got your nice houses and two cars in the garage or whatever. But you haven't done anything about my house. You haven't built my house. And so you've sown much, but not brought in much. You've eaten, but not been satisfied, and so forth, you see. Consider your ways. Now, the next instruction, literally, is not for us. Go into the hill country, bring timber, and build a house, that I may take pleasure in it and receive my glory, says the Lord. But you see, it's important that people, and we in our own way, build the house. Do something. You know, be different, because we believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the universal love of the Father for every human being. And we're concerned. And we pray. But we also have to preach. We have to tell people about this. Who God is. It's astonishing how we get into our routine, and we know that there are people being slaughtered every day in Syria, and that's really too bad. And then, well, we don't need more coffee. I mean, let the Holy Spirit pray to Our Lady for this grace. I'm not talking about being guilty that we are not suffering. That's got nothing to do with it. It's having the Lord's concern for those who are suffering. And of course, those in Syria right now who are suffering the most are the Christians. If you were last week, wasn't it, when one of the old traditional towns of Syria, always Christian, was overrun. And a lot of killing. And so I think the call from this first reading is, are you aware of what's going on? Are you aware of what I want for you? You see, build my house, build my church. Let it be a guide, nobody lights a candle and puts it under the bed. Do something. Witness somehow. And then this man, John, even dead, he has an influence, right? Everybody's talking about this Jesus from Nazareth. And so the king hears about this. You know, king there is unlike king of England or something. You know, it's not that big a deal. But John I beheaded. Who then is this about whom I hear such things? And he kept trying to see him. There is a divided man. When John the Baptist was alive, he would visit. Herod went down and visited him in prison and talked to him, and was very moved by what he heard, but then he'd go back to his own palace and forget it. And so when he embarrassed himself at his party, there's no way he could get out of it except have this man killed. And that's the one who now, whose memory now is bothering him. I think the Lord would like us to be alert and to pray. There are things stirring in this world that are very dangerous and can affect our lives. And I think we have to just go to the Mother of God and say, what do you want me to do about this? Because there are people suffering. Many people suffering. And it's not getting any better. And so, for them, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Now let's stand.